even people who don't stop and think about the implications of it, even guys who employ manipulation and all this stuff, down in their hearts, they know that God is the converter of sinner. You have to know that.
John, from what you just said, and I've known you for 30 years now, and I would say the outstanding thing about your character is your passion for the truth. When we did a tribute to you in book form a couple of years ago, it was mm-hmm. called Truth Matters, and your next book is The Truth War, and truth is always at the heart of what you're doing. What you're just saying is that it seems to me your passion for the truth is directly related to your convictions about the sovereignty of God.
Absolutely right, and that is a tremendous connection to make. I know God does his work through his truth. I know that. There is no ministry apart from the truth. That's why this whole postmodern emergent church thing is so ludicrous. You got people running around saying, well, we can't know what the truth is. Let's not get carried away with the truth. Let's just love Jesus. Let's not divide over doctrine. You know, let's not get caught up in interpreting passages, as our once mutual friend said. You know, you can't get God's message from interpreting a verse in the Bible. Let's not get caught up in this battle for the truth. It really doesn't matter that much. Let's just love Jesus and love God and work it out any way we can. That's absolutely ludicrous. God does his work through his truth. He saves through the truth. He sanctifies through the truth, John 17:17. Jesus says, Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. He comforts through the truth. He gives hope through the truth. He instructs through the truth. He edifies through the truth. All the work of God is predicated upon the truth. All the sovereign work of God, he has accomplished through his truth. That's why it is so critical that we proclaim the truth.
And as you point out, that is becoming more and more a minority position. People today really don't care what the truth is. And unfortunately, that's true even in many churches. Would you say then that the approach to evangelism that you described, just attempting to manipulate people and all of that rather than relying on the truth itself, has contributed to a susceptibility among evangelicals to fall for that lax attitude towards truth?
It has not only contributed to a susceptibility, it has produced a far-reaching one, but worse than that, it has convinced people that the truth doesn't even matter, that it's not important. The truth that people are after is, how are you going to tweak my life? How are you going to make me feel better about my wife? How are you going to make me feel better about my job? How are you going to make me feel better about my career? Is God going to give me a new